24/7 on the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Students across America are getting ready to walk out of class demanding safer schools and stricter gun laws. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I don't think it's a political issue. I think people just need to be better to each other.
His school in Kuna, Idaho will have an assembly and then they'll march through the halls, but many other students will walk out. Fox's Tanya J. Powers live outside some schools in New York City.
Dave, I'm here at the Brandeis campus in Manhattan, where in about an hour students will march outside in memory of the 17 killed in Parkland, Florida, but also in protest of gun violence.
This is an actual problem, and that teens and people in schools are really upset.
Now, some students will remember those killed by reading their names aloud. Others will carry signs to raise awareness. In some parts of the country, schools have told students if they will be suspended if they participate in the walkout. Dave.
Well, Tanya, in Florida, 4 weeks after the shooting in Parkland, Nicholas Cruz, the gunman, he'll be in court, arraigned on murder and attempted murder charges. He could get the death penalty. They're still counting in Pennsylvania, but Democrat Connor Lamb already declared victory in the race for a vacant U.S. House seat Republicans had held for years.
Tonight, we celebrate regaining our voice and our vote.
Republican Rick Saccone vowed to keep fighting to the end. He trails Lamb by about 600 votes. Americans were a little thriftier last month. Retail sales were down slightly, a tenth of a percent, as we spent less on cars and bought fewer things at department stores. Famed scientist Stephen Hawking has died. Renowned for his search for answers about the universe and teaching us about time and space, all while paralyzed, suffering from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. When he was first diagnosed, doctors gave Hawking 2 years to live. He lasted 55 more, dying this morning in England at the age of 76. His family says they'll miss him forever. This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
President Trump will travel to St. Louis today. He'll go to a Boeing plant, check out F-18 military jets, and talk to business leaders and tout the tax cut he and Republicans pushed through Congress. He'll hear from workers who got bonuses afterwards. This is the day after the president went to the border in California. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal was there, now live in San Diego.
And Dave, the president said a wall is badly needed and that Californians are begging for one, that he would want one with a see-through element so you can see what's on the other side. And one that cannot be climbed.
When we build, we want to build the right thing. Interestingly, the ones that work the best aren't necessarily the most expensive. Something I like about that ring.
He called on Congress to approve funding for a wall and to stop certain grant funding for sanctuary jurisdictions like California.
Sanctuary cities are protecting a horrible group of people in many cases. Criminals.
He said California's governor is doing a terrible job. Governor Jerry Brown tweeted, "Thanks for the shout out, but California's got the sixth largest economy in the world, Dave."
Jessica, all week at this time, we're focusing on the troubles more than 40 million Americans are going through, paying off $1.4 trillion in student loan debt. And here's part three.
Michael Camoin's film, Scared to Debt, has stories that would make anyone scared to take out a student loan. One borrower makes monthly payments of $155. $1,000.
And you see right there where the 155 goes. Following four consecutive months, zero goes to principal. All of it goes to interest.
The debtor defaults and his balance spikes greater than his original loan. Camoin will next film protests.
If Congress does not pay attention, does not pass legislation, what is their alternative?
Camoin's documentary preview is at scaredtodebtmovie.com. Legislation is in the works for student borrowers seemingly forever in debt. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise at the opening bell in 25 minutes. Futures are higher. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got a high of 46 expected with the sunshine, down to 28 tonight. 49 the high tomorrow, down to 26. More clouds on Friday with a high 42, low 32. That means it could be snow as we come into Saturday morning. But by Sunday, high 55 and sunshine. We're currently at 23 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, whether you want to travel, move to a warmer climate, invest in a hobby, you have dreams of retirement, Busey can help. Busey Wealth Management recommends saving 10 to 15% of your annual income. Some people can't do that. But save, the point is save.
Sure.
What's the best saving choice? 401, individual, what, IRA? 401? What do I do? There's two types of IRAs. You can do traditional, allowing your investment earnings to grow tax deferred, or Roth IRAs are taxed at time of contributions. Earnings can be withdrawn tax free, which you'll feel good later. What Busey Wealth Management can guide you based on your situation. And they're happy to help. They got like 100 people that are really, really smart at this stuff. If you're trying to decide between a traditional Roth IRA, utilize the financial calculator, the resource center. If you haven't gone to Busey.com, you can kind of wade around in there. There's a lot of cool things at the resource center. Busey, your dream, our promise, member FDIC. Don't forget, Busey Wealth Management. Investment products and services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. All right, 8:07, we've been discussing the walkout that's happening at 10 to 10. Is that 10 Central Time?
Yeah.
Because I heard Rachel or Tanya say it's in an hour.
Mm.
So I don't know. Walkout today for 17 minutes. How about Judah Christian? They're walking out for 17 minutes to pray. You can do that at Judah Christian, private Christian school. So that's what they're doing. I think that's great.
We need more gun control. This is not a way to deal with this. We need to prevent people from getting into schools and churches and movie theaters with guns. After the first shooting, you would think they would have metal detectors on all doors that lead inside and out, plus the security, such as retired military and retired police.
That's got to be part of the formula. And, you know, I know that teachers aren't excited about arming some of their own, but if some of their own just got out of the Marines after 20 years and wants to teach social studies or math or algebra, wouldn't they be a good candidate?
Right.
You might be against anything like that, but I guarantee you'd be for it if somebody's in that building shooting. Because you got nothing except a desk. It doesn't work. It's just too easy. They reload casually. It's just, come on. It's a combination of things. Let's talk about gun control. I'm not sure why anybody needs an AR-15 or AK-47. We've already, banned bump stocks. That doesn't matter. You can rig guns. I got to get to that story up in Ford County. It's front page of the News Gazette this morning. It's unbelievable. I had not heard of this. But these guys are found with automatic guns, fully automatic. Three charged in Minnesota mosque attack. They live up in Ford County, Clarence, Illinois. Man. But as far as gun control, we can discuss background checks. I don't think anybody ought to go to a gun show and just walk out with a gun. I think you ought to have mental assessments. All that's fine with me. It's just to say banning guns stops shootings at schools is just political. It's not true. It won't happen that way. There are three bombs that went off in Austin, Texas. Nobody's talking about banning bombs. We want to do that too, but not going to do anything like that. You just have to address the problem. Sadly, we're at a point to where
You're going to have somebody in the school that can shoot back. That's just that's got to be part of the equation anyway. All right, 359-2255, feel free if you would like to text in on this issue. License to pill. Doctors who flood the country with opiates face little scrutiny and repercussions. CEO of Prove It, John Cruz. John, how are you?
Good morning. Doing very well. Thank you for having me. Well, how are you doing?
What's Prove It about? What do you do?
We're all about empowering patients to not become victims in the opioid crisis. We're trying to find a way to make sure that they have all the tools possible to take these medications safely when they're needed.
Certainly, we're more aware. I'm aware that we can get addicted within, what, 5 to 7 days, fully addicted?
Yeah, the data on addiction is profound, and it's scary. Addiction is certainly one of the negative outcomes, but so is something called accidental overdose. A lot of times patients will see different types of specialists and different types of doctors, and they don't always do a fantastic job of communicating with each other on how these medications interact with each other. And so we try and put the tools in the hand of the patient as a fail-safe to protect the patient from overdosing from, let's say, an opioid and another medication that their surgeon prescribed.
John, tell me your story. You were on opiates. You were fearful of being addicted. What happened?
I was, in many ways, unfortunately, I will be for the rest of my life. I'm a former service person, served in Iraq, and got hit by an explosive device. And since 2003 to now, I've tried many different types of medical therapies, be it physical therapy, acupuncture, massage, et cetera. And I'll live the rest of my life not knowing what a day without pain is like.
Hmm. So you're talking physical pain, so, PTSD, the whole thing? I mean, you probably got issues with all kinds of things, the stuff you had to go through, huh?
Well, physical pain's the big one.
Okay.
When I got hit by the bomb and the trauma that does to your body, some of which temporary and your body heals, some of which is permanent. And so that's the big elephant in the room, and how do we treat it? And there came a point at which I didn't know if I was going to be a victim myself. I didn't understand the different types of medications that I was on. I didn't understand how they interact together. I would take opiate to relieve the pain, but I would also prescribe some muscle relaxers and some other medications, and I'd find myself hard to stay awake. And so I brought that up to my physician, and he shared with me. I mean, I have a fantastic doctor now. Previously, I maybe didn't have that luck, and he shared with me that, hey, man, you're tipping that line on toxicity, on getting over-sedated. You got to be really careful. Let's look at what you're on. And he changed up the whole medication plan, and that's really the background behind why I started this company. Is I figured, how many people are dying every day? How many people had the same situation I had? But how many people have a really fantastic physician that takes the time with each patient?
Yeah.
So we're trying to make that available to everybody.
Good for you. I mean, you saw a real need here, and you're filling it. And you know what? There are a lot of people that need this information, and it's hard. I mean, if you have pains like that, I mean, for crying out loud, a bomb. You have pain. You're trying to alleviate the pain. But you got to be careful, and you were pretty fortunate to find the right guy that really spent that time and effort. CEO of Prove It, John Cruz. Cruz. What's your website?
www.drproveit.com.
God bless your work. Thank you for serving your country, John. We appreciate you so much. Thanks for joining us and doing what you're doing, buddy. Good work.
Thank you.
DrProveIt.com.
ESPN 93.5. All right, we're going to get back into the school stuff and the walkout in just a few moments. Check your sports headlines next. Becky Lauher, our law enforcement official of the month. Good news, I've got your next career. I know you're into photography.
Yes,
right?
I am.
And you've got to take pictures?
Yes, I do. I do pictures. I also have a photo booth that I use.
Wow. So this is going to be your new career in this.
Yeah.
You know, Stevie and I have been on the topic of phones these days and the sexting and the pictures that are sent from our young people these days. Do you cover any of that?
Generally not to our college students. I mean, obviously, we recommend that they make wise choices. We've had issues in the past where people have done that, and they've actually been what we call sextortion, where someone is now saying, claiming that they're going to show it to their friends.
Sextortion.
Yes,
wow.
And they're trying to get money from them as well. So
that work? Do people give money to?
Unfortunately, they're worried about family seeing those pictures, so they do pay the money. But we recommend make wise choices when you're on the internet or using your phone.
You know, when you started, there were rotary phones.
Isn't
that crazy?
I know.
Wow.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef, brisket, pork loin, turkey breast, and chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with Hickory Smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for over 20 years. Whether you're planning a party or just having some friends over, you can count on Hickory River. Visit HickoryRiver.com for catering, large order delivery, and carryout options, or call the catering experts at the Hickory River nearest you.
Yeah, I think he's right. I kind of stepped in a little bit when I said, should we ban bombs? Of course, bombs are banned. I guess the information to build bombs is not banned.
Right.
I mean, that's...
And to get, you know, the pressure cookers and the things that go in the bombs.
Yeah. Cameron, thank you. Good text. You know, but the information and so ready, obviously bombs are banned. You're not supposed to have bombs unless you're the military.
Right.
But it's... Yeah, you obviously, but there was, I guess the point I was trying to make is there was no conversation about the three bombs and one of just awful stuff. Mm-hmm. See the kid that was killed, a 17-year-old musician, beautiful kid. Ugh. And yet there's no much to say about it because it's not a political issue, so I don't know what we say. Guns we can control a little more politically. But boy, I heard very little about three bombs in Austin. I guess it ran the cycle for a few hours in the afternoon the other day, but horrible stuff. We're all trying to stay alive out here. 359-2255. Quick check of your sports headlines.
Illinois' home opener is today at 3 against Milwaukee. The women's softball team is down at St. Charles at 2 to take on Mizzou. On to basketball, Pacers over the 76ers, 101-98. Clippers over the Bulls, 112-106. NCAA tournament play-in games has Radford progressing now. They'll take on Villanova. And we had St. Bonaventure over UCLA, so they'll take on Florida. Today, the play-in games, Texas Southern and North Carolina Central, and Syracuse will take on Arizona State. Of course, everything begins tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour, so get those brackets done. Oklahoma will face Rhode Island, and Wright State takes on Tennessee in the beginning stages. We had St. Louis beat Miami in spring training action. The Cubs split with San Diego and San Francisco. Congratulations, Alex Brown, Big Ten Tennis Player of the Week. And the hockey club, Adrian, beat Illinois 8-1 yesterday. In fact, there was a text in to 359-2255 about hockey. Why not consider downtown Urbana, the Lincoln Square area? That's closer for the students to get to.
Well, it'd certainly be needed. I mean, that would help downtown
that
Urbana.
That old Joomers area still,
I'm
a ghost town.
I'm a South Campus guy. I think it fits beautifully into the overall. Get a drone, go up high, look down, say, boy, renovated State Farm, renovated Memorial Stadium. Look at that new workout area.
And kind of just have an athletic campus of sorts.
Campus makes sense. All the coaches are on the same area, everybody the same. I just think it makes more sense to me, and I'm wondering who pays for parking. The city pays for it, then you really got to think about that because it's zero south. You're talking millions if you go downtown. I know there are people hot and heavy over the downtown. I just am not. I'm South guy, but what do I know? I don't know anything.
There was a text in on that, too. What about the $10 you pay when you go to the basketball and football games to park close?
Is it $10?
Yeah.
I thought it was $4. Been a while since I parked.
Well, in any case, you're paying.
You are paying.
So, and like today at the baseball game, though, that's
but you're not paying tax dollars. You're paying the fee, right?
So
and it's your choice. You can certainly, we know where to park where you don't have to pay, right? You just have to walk a little more.
Yeah.
So if you want to park close.
If you pull the townie card and figure that out.
Yeah, there's all kinds of places. Anyway, okay.
And you probably run the risk of being towed.
Well, you can't park illegally. There's places to park, though.
Okay, yeah.
All right, 359-2255. We're talking walking out of school. Texter says, I do a pop quiz. when they left.
I see.
Here we go with ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny, a nice day today. High 47, 27, our low tonight. Up to 49 tomorrow with sunshine. Down to around 26 in the evening. More clouds coming our way on Friday with a high 42, low 32. Then a chance of showers coming into Saturday's forecast. But partly cloudy by Sunday and a high 55. We're currently at 25. ESPN 93.5.
And I'm a fan. That's what I am. And I'm just saying I would easily encourage and like going south because I know that there'd be vast parking available and it'd be a quick in and out like we're so spoiled in Champaign leaving Memorial Stadium or State Farm. We can get home in 7 minutes. And if it's anything more, it's atrocious. All right, 359-2255. More texts to get to. Stand by. ESPN 93.5. It is 820 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, Americans were not spending as much last month. Retail sales declined 0.1%, the third month in a row with a decline. Auto sales dropped, so did sales at gas stations and department stores. Excluding gasoline and car sales, retail sales increased. Even with the decline in February, retail sales are stronger than a year ago. The prices of things at the wholesale level increased in February, 0.2%, slightly stronger than expected. Walmart says it will be delivering groceries to shoppers in 100 cities by the end of this year. Orders will be filled in Walmart stores. Uber and other third parties will be making the deliveries. Walmart's currently offering the service in 6 cities. The delivery costs $9.95, but you need to spend at least $30 to have groceries delivered from Walmart. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. If you ask 100 people to finish this statement, sometimes you win. Most will finish it this way. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. We are used to either winning or losing, no in between. John Maxwell wrote a book titled Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn. John encourages us to look at losing in a different way, as an opportunity for learning. We actually learn a lot more from losing than we learn from succeeding. We ought to simply adjust our outlook towards our failures by viewing them as gained experiences and opportunities for learning. The difference is subtle. But that adjustment will help us experience wonderful success. It's all perspective. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. Let the learning begin. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. For more motivation, go to HabibHabib.com.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Shannon. Campaign like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gotts.
What is Case Keenum is what I'm asking you, and I'm asking the audience, and I'm asking the Broncos. What is he? I have a great deal of trouble because every damn quarterback in the league that gets put in there goes 18 for 26 for some variance of 180 yards to 330 yards as long as their skill guys are good, depending on what their skill guys do. I have a hard time measuring what the hell Case Keenum is.
Case Keenum's a 30-year-old journeyman who's had one good season, but that's the one position where you take a leap of faith and you spend a lot of money for that leap.
But they already did it with Osweiler.
I know.
Well, no, they didn't do it with Osweiler.
No, they tried to do it with Osweiler, and then they got outbid. The thing that I find slippery about some of this analysis is the Broncos were clearly the best team in football when they won the Super Bowl in spite of their quarterback.
Correct.
Now they're trying to add a piece as if they're still that.
McDonald's new Buttermilk Crispy Tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious they could pass for my own. So I will. Pass them for my own, I mean. I shouldn't be making chicken at my age, and I got things I'd rather be doing. Marianne! Do you hear that? The hot tub is calling my name.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with all-white meat chicken and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. At participating McDonald's.
A list of things that will let you down today. Your alarm clock, C-store coffee, public transportation, the office elevator, the sandwich you packed for lunch, the fifth floor printer, your cell phone battery, the shoelace you swore you double knotted, your hard drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit gotomeeting.com.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
All right, taking texts. We've had tons this morning talking about the school walkout for 17 minutes, how administration is handling it, what they should do. I suggested, do you want to start the peaceful protesting in school? And if you do, and somebody is protesting something you don't agree with, are you okay? Because if you walk out, and again, what is the level of acceptance? When does it feel, and this is a subjective thing, it's too big, everybody's doing it. You hear they're talking about, we just got to allow it. Or should you say all 400 of you get a detention?
Right.
You have to serve it at some point before graduation.
Well,
before you leave.
At Homer, I'm confused. Our children are not allowed to walk out of class to protest unsafe schools by meeting outside of the school, thereby making it even more unsafe situation.
Well, you do have that now, don't you? There is safety within the walls of the school, presumably, and you're walking outside. And
huh. I wouldn't have even thought of that.
Well, there are just a lot of things, and I know that if I'm guessing administration would prefer this not happen, because they do have this can of worms where people are going to say, you allowed that, you got to allow me. You know, I'm going to be peaceful. So when does it rise to the too darn big to do anything about, just let it happen point?
So out of Tolono, nobody has lost their job in Florida or in the FBI, have they? People retired or resigned from the school board. Two SWAT officers who went to the shooting got suspended for trying to help. Blame guns. Don't blame adults. OMG.
Yeah. Right. And
there was another text commenting about... this is a failure by adult educators, the police, the FBI, on this Cruz incident. Never arrested, allowed to buy guns. Sheriff deputies never went into the school to kill the shooter.
There's just so many things on this one that you can say, wow, we should have been able to do something.
That it's not necessarily a gun issue, and that's why people are walking out between 10 and 10:17 today. But
what else can we grab hold of?
Right.
That's the one that we can say. And for those that say blood is on your hands, you have the opportunity to stop this, and that's just naive and political and not true. It can be part of the formula, but the only thing that will assure our school safety tomorrow is to have people in there that shoot back. That's all you got. Sorry. There's nothing law-wise that will prevent any of this. If you ban all the AK-47s, all the rifles, everything else, most of these shootings are handguns. Most are handguns, if you look at the research. So then you ban handguns. And then what about the 500 million handguns and rifles already out there? You got to go get them? They're out there. I'm all for trying to do better and keeping people mentally ill from guns. I'm in. I'm not one of those staunch, makes sense. I don't know why you need a machine gun. Why do I need an AR-15? I don't know.
Well, that was Rauner's point yesterday when he was stump speeching somewhere, as the bump stock has to be eliminated.
But you can do it with a belt, I understand. I mean, you can rig things.
I see.
You can do it other ways. That's fine. Ban the bump stock. I'm in. You don't need a machine gun, but you can still rig it. That's what I'm told. And by the way, Bruce Rauner, he's trying to appeal to people that will never vote for him while turning off the people that will. I just don't think he's going to win at all. He'll probably win the primary, but he's trying to appeal to people that will never vote for him, turning off the people that will. Can you say J.B. Pritzker? Well, now we're back to the Blagojevich days. Okay, back to being Illinois. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I mean, they are airing that commercial a lot of that call, but I would have taken a call from Blagojevich back in the day.
You don't have to kind of go along with what Rod was saying. He's just part of the gig. He's part of the Chicago thing.
So we also got a text in at 359-2255 from Rich talking about the Lilly website and their Stevia Sweet and Chocolate.
Oh, chocolate, yeah.
Okay, so County Market at 4th and Springfield has it. Strawberry Fields, Common Grounds was mentioned, and the Natural Gourmet in Champaign.
And those are the chocolate that is Stevia and Warren Honeycutt on a Sugar Buster Club meeting. Suggested that it was delicious.
Yes, and thanks, Rich, for being a good member.
Yeah, you bet. Rich and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, $7 you said?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, 359-2255. You have text. Any thoughts today? I'll be anxious to see how all this works out and if it does set precedence for people. And again, the key to having your way on things like this is organization, social media, get a lot of people involved.
Mm-hmm.
But believe me, if you were to want to protest something that goes against the grain a little bit, there's a lot of peer pressure on protesting. And the one texter this morning said that his daughter's probably going to do that because she feels pressured. She doesn't want to.
Just to be a part of what everybody else is doing.
Because if you don't, castigated and all this ridicule, and that's so wrong, but...
These kids are at fault, too. Texter says, all of these kids are old enough to know what happens when you shoot someone. They are as much of the problem as being bullied. I would have never taken a gun to school to shoot anyone.
Well,
and talked about being mean to each other. And
well,
how,
that's happened forever. I mean, and no sane person takes a gun, according to what I think. What sane person does this? They're evil or mentally ill or both? It's just unbelievable. I mean, these bombs in Austin, Texas, at the doorsteps, everybody gets boxes delivered to their house. And then people that want to shoot people just because they've got nothing in their life. It's just so sad. Okay, back in a moment.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Kids around the country are walking out of school this morning, 10 o'clock local time, as a protest against gun violence and as a memorial to those killed.
We need to talk about school safety and being kind to one another and preventing this from happening.
She's in Idaho. The walkout's supposed to last 17 minutes, one for each person killed in last month's school shooting in Florida. The scientist and author Stephen Hawking died at his home in England. He was 76.
I think the human race has no future if it doesn't go into space.
Hawking was 21 when he was diagnosed with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. He was given a few years to live, but defied the illness for more than 50, producing groundbreaking work on time and space. Illness left him paralyzed, but his electronic voice synthesizer became a trademark.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Hawking's three children released a statement saying they'll miss him forever. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event is back, and if you're ready for a new Honda, it's time to start your engines. Take it from me, Honda IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe. That's the spacious Honda Pilot. It's got seating for up to 8 and an available rear entertainment system. And that's the sporty Honda Civic. It's got an available turbocharged engine I'd recognize anywhere, even without the blindfold. Wait, did I mention I was wearing a blindfold? I didn't. Well, that's what makes this so impressive.
You could get a great deal at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event at your Honda dealer.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the available turbocharged engine on the Honda Civic at KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on select 2018 Civic models for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
Offer excludes all Civic Type R models. See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book, skibb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dan Calkins, the conservative Republican candidate for the Illinois House. Illinois is heading down the wrong path. Corrupt politicians are issuing ID cards to illegal aliens who will use them to vote. They're attacking our Second Amendment rights and taxing us out of our homes. Send me to Springfield, and I'll stand up to Mike Madigan and the career politicians who are destroying our state. We must stop their tax and spend gun-grabbing ways. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, on March 20th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC-certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
It's the Cardinal Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis with the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter motor coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw out the first pitch. Say what? Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com.
Yeah, we'd love you to go. Also, if you want to win two free ones, why don't you go to U of I Meat Sales Room that's off of Florida at Maryland, very near Florida and Lincoln, and grab a bunch of steaks. Ooh, so good. U of I Meat Sales Room has a way for you to register to win two free tickets and bus passes for this great bus trip to St. Louis, May 5. Just go on in there. We're going to announce the first winner March 30 right here on ESPN 93.5. Get in today to register for that. It's $260 value.
Florida and Maryland is their location.
Here you go with your weather.
High 47, 27 our low tonight. Sunshine again tomorrow. High near 50, down to around 26. 42 the high on Friday with more clouds. We're currently at 25 on ESPN 93.5.
It's Rachel Sutherland. And that's Sutherland Fox. If you want to follow her, no related to Kiefer or Donald. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Another day, another person leaving. Rex Tillerson. I think those guys kind of butted heads since about month two, so I'm not shocked by it. Were you?
I was a little surprised with the way everything played out, but no, with the ultimate departure of Rex Tillerson, I'm not surprised by that. I thought he was done after the alleged moron comment. Mm-hmm. They never either confirmed nor denied. Mm-hmm. There was definitely a tense relationship there, and I was kind of thinking his days were numbered. If it had to do with that, that would indeed be revenge or the cold. The president says that it has more to do with the fact that they didn't really see eye to eye on a lot of issues. He likes the way Mike Pompeo, the current head of the CIA, thinks when it comes to North Korea and also the Iran nuclear deal, and maybe the two of them will work better together.
You know, if you're CEO of Exxon, you're kind of the big cheese. And so to salute smartly, as they say, is difficult, I would think, if you're the man.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, he had really risen through the ranks and was, as you mentioned, a very successful oil executive, probably not used to taking orders.
Yeah,
and with a president who is known for, liking to give orders. So they butt heads periodically. It didn't seem to get along. But then we see other things happening on Twitter, like Attorney General Jeff Sessions. You would have thought he'd been a goner quite a while if you're just looking at the Twitter feed.
So
a little bit of a surprise. But then again, maybe not. And also, Mike Pompeo was the one making the rounds on the Sunday shows talking about North Korea.
Mm.
Granted, Tillerson was on assignment in Africa, but still, looking back, that was kind of a little bit of a red flag.
Heard the VA is next.
Oh, I heard those rumors, too. I don't have any confirmation of that with David Shulkin. I'm not exactly sure why they'd need a shakeup there, but Anything's possible.
Yep. You're the best. Always a pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you. Rachel Sutherland, live from New York, Fox News Radio.
And we've been keeping up with the text at 359-2255 here on ESPN 93.5. 10 a.m. walkout shows solidarity in every time zone. Thank you for that insight.
So it's consistent no matter where you are.
Right.
Gotcha. 10 a.m. So it will be 10 a.m. New York in 20 minutes.
Right.
So, but we'll wait till Central Time, 10 a.m. here.
Mm-hmm.
That's smart. Good way to do it.
And different districts are doing different things. Most of the superintendents in the districts have sent out letters on various policies and how they're viewing the students, you know, quote-unquote, protest and setting up the expectations. I see consistently that they're wanting educators to continue with their teaching and, you know, kind of hands-off. Don't acknowledge that the kids are getting up. Don't say, you know, it's time to leave. All of that.
Just do your
thing.
Continue
with the plan.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So I think what they're planning on is if there are more of these and say there are 25 out of 30 leaving the classroom today, the teacher keeps teaching.
Right.
And you've got to make up what you missed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no detention, though. So tomorrow in that 30-person classroom, if 8 of them want to protest, all right, pro-guns. I'm a Second Amendment fan. I think we ought to do it. They can leave, presumably, not get detention, have to make up the work and come back in 15 minutes because you're peacefully protesting. Is that right? I would ask Central or Centennial or Urbana and say, tomorrow if they want to protest, there's nothing for DACA yet. Can I just walk out, go to the sidewalk, come back? I miss it, but I can just kind of, it's cool. I'll come back and forth. And then Monday, I am totally in support of prayer at the flagpole that's coming up. And so I need 15 minutes to go out and do that, but I'm missing my work. I know, no detention. That's fine. I'll come back when I'm done. That's what you're doing here.
Well, and from what we're reading earlier today, higher education is saying we won't look at these.
They didn't say guns. They said peaceful protest, which encompasses everything.
Right.
So that's good. But the question is, how will, if 4 people leave the classroom, you're disruptive, this isn't very big, so I'm going to beat you up and give you detention. Oh, by the way, I'm against guns and you're pro-guns, or I'm not for the wall and you are. Are you going to, because you're human, you'll be a little agitated that this troublemaker that wants to build this stupid wall is allowed to protest. He's right-winger, and he's disruptive and dangerous. He'd be the kind to get a gun. I mean, you get into emotions, things like that. You just, when you open this thing up, man, it's about precedent and what you allow. And if you allow this, you got to allow that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
359-2255. You want to text or call? Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
VP Dough is the original calzone company, and they cater all types and sizes of events, from office orders to private parties to entire visiting football teams. Everyone will be sure to enjoy something different than the same old sandwiches or pizza. VP Dough also delivers to nearly all of Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy until late at night. So give them a call or order online when you're hungry and no one else is delivering. With over 1 million calzones served since opening in 2006, VP Dough is sure to satisfy and fill you up. VP Dough, the original Calzone Company.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's family law section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. Sammy Anderson's been dedicated to our community. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by Friends of Sammy Anderson.
Because if you try and stop it as a school, aren't you de facto saying that you're against doing something about guns? And then if it is something you disagree with, build the wall or pro-Second Amendment, then can't you deem that as somebody that's on the fringe a little bit? A little dangerous to be around him or her, maybe? Because your views are so opposite. That's kind of what's happened, is that we can't tolerate hate speech, and building a wall is bigoted and hate speech in some circles.
Huh.
It's just gotten to the point of being ridiculous. And the whole point of the discussion this morning is you've got to allow all points of views if you're going to start it. That's what I'm saying. Quick check of sports headlines, quarter till, 359-2255. You want to get in on the texting?
Are you going to do brackets, Stevie? Got to get
I
that done.
I am.
Okay.
I have recovered. I'm going to fill out some online somewhere that doesn't matter because I won't get any right anyway.
We have a few here in my area in case you want to borrow a bracket.
I don't need their help. I've got this.
Okay.
I'll take on those boys in the afternoon.
Unfilled brackets, though. We have some here in case you want to.
Oh, I thought you meant I was going to copy off of somebody.
No.
Oh.
In fact, you wouldn't copy this. This one has North Carolina going all the way.
They're pretty good. They're number
UNC?
Two. Two
really?
Seed. Yeah, they're two.
Oh, okay.
Logical. All these.
I guess it's
hot
North
shots.
Carolina Central with
all
the playing
these,
game tonight.
All these
Texas
hot
Southern.
Shot sports people around here. I can take them on. Come on.
All right. And we've got tomorrow when the action starts in the 11 o'clock hour. So that's your deadline. Pacers over the 76ers. L.A. Clippers over the Bulls. We have the home opener for Illinois baseball. They're taking on Milwaukee at 3. Illinois softball down in St. Charles to take on Mizzou at 2. We also have a lot of action happening when it comes to the free agency. Officially opens at 3, but a lot of activity this
all
week.
All kinds of stuff. Jeremy Warner will cover all that with Austin coming up.
Sounds good.
Whoever's on today.
Mm-hmm.
I lose track because of the football, spring football gym is coming.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 8:46. Good day for a test drive with all the sunshine.
Yeah.
I encourage you to go to Honda BMW Champaign. Even if you're not a Honda or BMW person, you got to go check out why they're a top 10% dealer in the country. We're talking 50 states. Honda BMW right here in your town is a top 10 percenter, meaning, you know, if you heard about a five-star restaurant, you'd want to go.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy something, at least go and see, well, what makes them, you're going to find out. They're really, really good at what they do. They know their vehicles. They really work with you on price. They really take care of you in service. My little tire light went on recently. I popped in there 5 minutes later. Jeff had me on my way.
It's almost addictive when you sit in those vehicles and you have that new car smell.
They're nice, and you can test drive whatever you want to get into. A Honda, you can lease. They got all kinds of financing. Just stop by. Say hey to Ben Quattrone at Honda BMW Champaign before you buy a vehicle. I know you've been loyal to this or that. Just go on, take a peek, and see what they got. They're top 10% or they're
uh-huh.
A Honda President's Award winner for 2017. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com.
Archery is one of the fastest growing sports today. Momentum Archery in Tolono wants to show you what the hype is all about. Get involved in their classes, game nights, and leagues. From hunting to competition to archery tag, they've got you covered. Plus, improve your accuracy in their 24-hour indoor shooting range. Momentum's professional staff love what they do and can help you become the best archer you can be. Find Momentum Archery in Tolono on Route 45, on Facebook, or online at momentum.com.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently
locally owned and operated.
Attention graduating Champaign County senior girls. The Women's Business Council of Champaign County wants to help you continue your education. The Jumpstart Scholarship is an annual merit-based scholarship awarded to students who are committed to using education to better their lives and that of their family and community. Deadline to apply is midnight, March 15th. See your school counselor for more information or go to wbccc.org/jumpstart.
Invest in your pot of gold at Prospect Bank. We're offering 1.60 annual percentage yield for 12 months, 1.80 APY for 18 months, and 2.0% APY for 24 months, all with a $500 minimum to open. And you can deposit funds into the CD anytime and for any amount. This is your opportunity to add to your pot of gold with Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank, sweetening the pot at the end of the rainbow. Online at bankprospect.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, here we go, 849. Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Nice sunshine today with a high 47 down to 28. It'd be great to head on out and see the baseball game for free at 3. As we say, go Illini, beat Milwaukee. Sunshine tomorrow with a high 49, low 26. More clouds on Friday with a high 42, low 32. Morning showers in the forecast Saturday, high 47, but sunshine and 55 the high on Sunday. We're currently at 27 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, here we go. Remember this now. Yeah, it's a Cardinal Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis with the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter motor coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw out the first pitch. Say what? Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW of Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. Now, you told me that you're fired up about the iHotel Conference Center, Houlihan's. Houlihan's has these food specials.
Yes.
Irish nachos, Reuben sliders, Reuben sandwich, corned beef and cabbage served this week.
That sounds awesome.
So you're big in the Reubens?
And it's not necessarily just St. Patrick's Day on the 17th Saturday. It's this week.
Right now. Yeah, today.
And the fact that they're little
sliders. You can't eat meat on Friday.
Right.
So you can't do it Friday.
That's true.
But you do it Saturday or today or tomorrow.
Exactly.
And then the drink specials for Friday, Saturday, green beer, Guinness drafts, Jameson shots, and Irish mules. It's all at the Houlihan's restaurant. Thank you, Emma, for letting me know, because a lot of people do like a good old corned beef sandwich.
Yeah.
And that's really good over there.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. I don't know if we left any, might not have gotten to all the texts this morning. Got to a whole bunch of them talking about the walkout today for high school students for 17 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and how the schools have been handling. I'll be looking forward tomorrow to hear how it went. And to get some input from you as to what you heard, what your child told you.
Right. And a lot of people saying that we don't even know if these students know what's going on. They're just, you know, taking a pass because they get a pass.
We were all in high school, and I would guess three quarters will not be able to. They'll know it's about the shooting.
Right.
They'll know that.
Right.
But the legislation and the types of gun control laws, not so much. Except that they want it to be safe and they don't want people to shoot people. I'm all in on that.
Right.
Nobody would vote against that one.
Right.
It just, the whole principle of peaceful protests and what rises to the can't stop it, parade has left, get in front of it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Judah Christian going out for 17 minutes to pray.
Excellent.
Pray for safety. Pray for, you know,
the evil in some boy and men's hearts that do these shootings. Just horrific stuff. So we're all trying and wrestling with avenues to take and things we can do to prevent horrific events like what happened in Florida. Just awful. And it happened over and over again. So we're all trying to figure it out. So today is kind of a day to say, you know what, we're serious. We don't want this to go away. We don't want to forget. And so they're pretty much being allowed. I don't think any penalties are coming to anybody. If we do hear about that, let me know. Because I don't know, again, how you stop somebody else. I guess the size of it would be a factor. But, again, who determines the number where it's enough to say, I can't stop this kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because you could get into all kinds of issues that would people support. I think you'd get hundreds to support the Dreamers.
You're right.
So let them out. And I think most in the school would support the Dreamers.
People are passionate about that.
So, but if you support building a wall, how many people would join you and how many would sneer at you?
I just want people to follow the rules. I mean,
it's important.
Yeah, exactly.
Diane, thank you.
Well, good show today, CBJ.
You too. Thank you for your help.
Sunshine.
We appreciate it. We'll be back in the morning. It's the Piper. Derek and Austin in for Jeremy coming up next. It's ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Attention shoppers. Cleanup on aisle 14. Cleanup on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. That lush green lawnscape is a result of a reputation earned through consistent performance. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, weed reduction, disease, and insect control. Now the ease and trouble-free convenience of Spring Green's professional lawn care's full program is yours at savings of 20% for new customers. It's backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com at 217-359-2111. When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event is back, and if you're ready for a new Honda, it's time to start your engines. Take it from me, Honda IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe. That's the spacious Honda Pilot. It's got seating for up to eight and an available rear entertainment system. And that's the sporty Honda Civic. It's got an available turbocharged engine I'd recognize anywhere, even without the blindfold. Wait, did I mention I was wearing a blindfold? I didn't. Well, that's what makes this so impressive.
You can get a great deal at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event at your Honda dealer.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I'm feeling my way around this Honda, and it has enough room to seat up to eight. This must be the Honda Pilot at KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Pilot for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family-operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full-system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof
Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
Did you miss Game Day Spirit's Winter Stadium Sale in December? Don't make the same mistake this spring. Game Day Spirit's Spring Stadium Sale is right around the corner. You can look forward to shopping huge discounts on Illini merchandise and more on Saturday, April 7th. Game Day Spirit will have items up to 90% off and shop brands like Nike, Columbia, and 47 brand. Game Day Spirit needs to liquidate this season's inventory to make room for the hottest items this fall. Don't miss the Spring Stadium Sale, April 7th, with Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
Hi, I'm Dan Calkins, a small business owner, a veteran, and conservative Republican candidate for the Illinois House. We need someone in Springfield who will confront the career politicians who are attacking our Second Amendment rights, taking better care of illegal aliens and criminals than our disabled and elderly, and taxing us out of Illinois. I'll stand up for our conservative principles and can't be bought by special interest groups. Please.